Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk. Obviously, we're on the road, but we're still bringing you the docket. First, one of Josh Duggar's family members isn't supporting him. Second, a hearing for Lori Vallows regarding her fitness to proceed. Third, looks like Chad may be going it alone. Fourth, an update on the missing West boys. The police release the video of the rail yard incident. Fifth, another senseless tragedy. Derek Chauvin's going to federal court. And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Crime Talk, and my name is Scott Reich. Yes, we were on the road yesterday. We flew back to Denver, dropped off the lovely Miss Kristen. We packed up Crime Talk 1 and headed down to Houston for a continuing legal education class that was canceled last year, but for obvious reasons, now we are back. So it's a great class. The instructor is great. It's worth the time coming down here. So first on the docket, Josh Duggar. That's right. Rhymes with hugger. As we know, one of the cast members from the TLC show, 19 Kids and Counting, he's entered a plea of not guilty and we'll give him the presumption of innocence. However, Josh Duggar has a cousin by the name of Amy King, and she is not standing behind him whatsoever. She is not giving him that presumption of innocence and has basically concluded that he has committed some very heinous crimes and he needs to go to jail for this. Now, I have always said that when someone gets in trouble, you will find out who your friends are. Now, your friends are there to support you and say, yes, you're a good person. We'll help you out the best we can. But they are not there to enable you. They're there to tell you kind of what your parents or maybe even your attorney saying is, you're in big trouble. Josh Duggar is in big trouble. And his family members, at least one of them, has already said, I'm not going to stand behind him. The question will be, will there be more? Next on the docket, a hearing has been set in the Lori Vallow matter. The hearing is now set for June 16th at 9 a.m. And this is a hearing to determine whether Lori Vallow is fit to proceed. As you may recall, their matters have all been stayed, both the old cases that she has. Remember, she has the lying to police officers, not a big deal. Then the concealment of evidence, and obviously then the first degree murder charges. She was not advised last week because of a motion that was filed, and there was a finding by a psychologist who concluded that Lori Vallow is not competent to proceed. Well, now, according to the Idaho Criminal Procedure, Section 18-212, a determination of fitness of a defendant to proceed, well, they're going to have this hearing, and it's going to be in a couple of weeks like we talked about. Now, normally, if neither side contests the findings, then the person goes off to the Department of Human Services, or what they call it there in Idaho, and they basically try to restore an individual to competency. Usually it involves medications. I've seen situations where medications weren't going to work, where this individual was so delusional that the whole world was kind of out to get him, that basically they said, this guy can never be restored. And in Colorado, we have this thing that after, I think, three reviews, if it's not going to be restored, you just kind of call it quits. Don't think that's going to happen in this particular case. At this hearing, the defendant, since they're the moving parties, is going to have to bring in the psychologist to enter her report into evidence. And the prosecution will then have an opportunity to cross-examine the psychologist, as well as to present any other information that they deem is appropriate. Now, pursuant to the statute, all proceedings are stayed except as it relates to determining whether somebody is competent to proceed. And the court, Judge Boyce, is going to have to make this determination as to whether Lori Vallow is not competent or is she feigning? Did she somehow dupe the psychologist into believing that she is not competent? That will be subject to cross-examination. What's going to be interesting in here is that in Idaho, it doesn't appear as though they get to have one more evaluation. So the state will more than likely have to hire their own expert, see what information was gleaned from the report from the defense, and see what, if any, opinion can be made as to whether it's competent or not competent. Now, I've also said this before. It's always the crazy ones that don't want to go to the mental health hospital, okay? Had lots of clients go, hey, I think I'm not competent. I'm hearing voices. Oh, really? You want to go down to the mental health institute to be evaluated? Yeah, you know, kind of slow my case down. Okay. Yeah, not doing it because you're basically telling me you're faking it. It's when you have real concerns about a client's mental health, you know, thinking that maybe they're super secret agents, things like that, and they believe it, that they are, and you check it out and they're not, then you have to raise competency. And it's always the ones that are truly not competent that don't want to go and be evaluated. So I would be very curious to see, was it Mark Means that raised this issue, or was it somehow Lori Vallow that came up with? Normally, my experience is if someone's not competent to proceed, they're not competent to proceed almost immediately from when you meet them, hence the reason why they're arrested. However, there seemed to be no indication for the last year that Lori Vallow somehow was not competent to proceed. It's going to be interesting. We'll bring it to you live. Next on the docket, it looks like Chad Daybell will be going it alone in his little adventure regarding the death of at least three people. As you may recall, when we did the advisement of Chad Daybell, they set the matter for an arraignment. Well, that date has been set, June 9th. Set your calendars. We'll bring it to you live, 10:30 a.m. At that point, there should be no reason for any delay. The only thing that should take place is a plea of guilty or not guilty. I do not see what new information would cause the delay. Waiting for Lori Vallow to be determined to be competent or incompetent is not a basis for a delay. This is exactly what Mr. Pryor, who is Mr. Daybell's attorney, wanted, a trial onto himself. He got it. Enter a plea of not guilty and set that matter for trial within the speedy trial limits, which are 6 months. Next on the docket, an update on the missing West boys. Now, there have been a lot of comments. What's going on with the West kids? What's going on with the West kids? And the reality of it is nobody really knows. The police held an interview, and they have interviewed some 83 people who have some credible information or are someone of a suspect. They've conducted 44 search residents on residences and electronic devices. 170 items have been seized. Over 200 tips have been received. 16 areas have been searched. Okay, I appreciate that, but it's not like we're going in for new funding. The reality of it is that Orson and Oren, 3 and 4 years old respectively, have been missing since December, and nothing has taken place. Obviously, the adoptive parents, Trey Zell and Jacqueline West, deserve the presumption of innocence. Now, the prosecutor has not been able to come up with probable cause to arrest either them or someone else that they believe is responsible. They haven't found the children. And without that, it's going to be very difficult to say that the kids are in fact deceased. We've seen this before, but we've also seen it as we saw in the Morphew case, the Suzanne Morphew matter, is you have to be patient. The police are working on this, and hopefully something will happen. Someone somewhere has information that will help the police. Next on the docket, the San Jose Police Department has released video of the rail yard incident where this gunman goes into the rail yard and basically shoots a lot of people, including coworkers, and then ultimately takes his own life. Now, we're not going to show you the entire video. And let me tell you why. YouTube hates when people show you the facts, the truth. Even though you can probably see it just about anywhere else, YouTube's not going to do that. So we're going to put it on Patreon. But the reason why I wanted to bring this up is because there's a lot of talk about defunding the police, okay? And I have been a criminal defense attorney for 26 years. And I'm telling you, you don't want to defund the police. And this video is an example of when the gunshots are going on and everyone else is running away, the police officers are running towards the gunshot, trying to see if they can save somebody or take care of the bad guy. That's why I wanted to play this video. Yes, there are so many good law enforcement officers out there at the both the state and federal level. Yes, there are some bad apples. I know they say, but one apple, get rid of the bad ones. But I'm telling you, this video shows the good ones. So think about that next time you think you want to defund the police. Who are you going to call when there are shots being fired or there's an emergency? Okay, think about it. Most people can barely take care of themselves to get them down the street. What are you going to do when there's a real emergency? You're going to call the police. All right, before we continue on with the docket, let's take a quick recess.
Please go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up for a background subscription service. You'll be happy you did. If there's anyone out there you were ever curious about what was in their background, now is the time to do it. If you're going to get involved with somebody, now is the time to do it. When you go to crimetalksearch.com, you put in the name, literally millions of public records are searched and a report is generated. And it's going to give you a report. If they have multiple social media accounts, you're going to find it. If they have multiple phone numbers, multiple email addresses, it's going to be found. And more importantly, you're going to get information regarding criminal history. Hopefully the person you're searching has none whatsoever. But if it's there, it's going to be found. You're going to get everything you'd want to know, whether you're going into business or whether you're going into a personal relationship, you're going to be able to find out the information you want to know. So go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up today. You'll be happy you did.
Next on the docket, another senseless tragedy. This tragedy is literally a stone throw from my house. It occurred in the Lowry neighborhood, which is super close to where I live. And in this particular case, a special education teacher was killed by her ex-boyfriend, okay? Melissa Wright, 41, was found shot to death in Lowry Field neighborhood, which is, like I said, not far from my house. They found her early Saturday morning. She was pronounced dead at the scene with multiple gunshot wounds. The ex-boyfriend is Eric Cobain. He's the ex-boyfriend, and apparently they had just recently broken up. Another one of these guys that, like, if I can't have you, then nobody can. I don't get it. And my guess is there was something in his background that would have been some indicator that he was not a stable guy. I don't get it. Hey, Mr. Cobain, remember this. When you break up, it's over. You don't talk anymore. It's over. Move along. I don't know who ended it, but the reality of it is you are probably going to prison for the rest of your life. We'll give you that presumption of innocence, but the reality of it is that Melissa Wright probably gave you a second chance, open that door, and this is what you do. Enough is enough, people. I'm just getting tired of it. Even as somebody that's made a living defending people, defending their rights and their constitutional rights, it gets frustrating when you see just absolute senseless murders like this. Next on the docket, guess who's going to federal court? That's right, Derek Chauvin, the disgraced police officer from up there in Minneapolis. Obviously, he was convicted at trial. Now he gets to go to federal court to answer for violating Mr. Floyd's constitutional rights. Not a good thing. He's going to go and probably get more prison time on top of whatever sentence that Judge Peter Cahill gives him on June 25th at his sentencing. The interesting question will be is whether the feds will take Derek Chauvin into primary federal custody or if they're just doing a writ. Because normally then the feds will hold him there and they will do what they need to do with him and then send him back to the state. And remember, most cases in federal court do not run concurrent with state cases. It takes an act of Congress or divine intervention to get a federal judge to go along with a concurrent sentence in a state case, which means Mr. Chauvin should anticipate a consecutive sentence, which means one after another. After he gets serving his state case, then he'll go back to the feds and take care of that one. Next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. And our dumb criminal contestant of the day is Donald Mullins. And you know what I like about Donald is he takes his stupidity out to the public, so we get to see a video of it. Now, Donald Mullins was convicted at trial. He was going to be sentenced for a burglary case. Well, he was having nothing of it. In fact, he said, "Judge, I would really like to have a stay of execution so that I can have a surgery done." And the judge said, "Denied." Whereupon Mr. Mullins runs out of the courtroom into the corridor, the hallway there. And what does he do to get away from the police? Not run faster. No, he leaps over the edge, fall into a lower floor, whereupon you can see that he is in fact injured. Now, I've said this before, escape's one of the dumber crimes ever committed. It's the dumbest one you could probably do in a courthouse or in a jail. It rarely never works. And as we can see here for Mr. Mullins, it didn't work well at all. And then, well, you always run the risk of upsetting the judge and having additional charges. So Mr. Mullins, you are a dumb criminal contestant of the day. Now, if Mr. Mullins is crowned the dumb criminal contestant winner of the week, he will win some cool Crime Talk swag. That's right. But if you would like to have some of that swag without having to become a dumb criminal contestant of the day, all you have to do is hit the link below and check out this cool new stuff. The lovely Miss Kristen loves the Bulldog, the Miss Winnie Bulldog coffee mug. She's got one on her way. So check it out. Thanks for watching. Thanks for being patient as we are on the road this week. We'll see you next time on Crime Talk.